This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 14th of July, 2020. This is a recording of a meeting held online. The audio quality is variable.
How will we know if any members of the public have joined?
Just a minute.
A member of public has joined us at present.
Well, there's a surprise. Okay, well, in that case, we declare the open meeting open and closed, unless anybody has had anything brought up to them?
No.
No? Okay.
No, time has gone. Ignore me.
Okay. Well, no, that's difficult. We'll try.
Moving on, we've got no apologies for absence, so Rob's going to have to be put in
here, so we take that as read, I think.
Declarations of interest, so we deal with as we would normally deal with them, should they occur.
Yeah, good.
And I would like you to agree the meeting, the minutes of the last meeting, if you would. That's just a question of a vote. We don't have to discuss them, but it'd be nice to get them agreed.
Which was March the 3rd, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's Tristram and...
I'm happy with that.
Tristram and Marigold, and dare I ask everyone in favour?
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Maggie.
I'm signing as we speak.
Great. Then we won't worry about the council reports for the moment. Planning applications. There's the one bit of planning at Colmerview Farm. That was the cafe and the farm shop. Now, I don't know whether you'd just like to give a straight vote on that, seeing you've had all the information, or whether you want to discuss it at all.
I don't think we need to discuss it. We've discussed it before. I think it's retrospective, isn't it?
No, it's a straight planning application, this
okay,
one.
Okay, fine. Well, in that case,
I thought this was under UGBRA, and we're only being added on to this.
They've asked for our opinion.
Right, okay.
They've asked for us to comment on it.
All right.
Would it be fair to say that everybody is aware of what they're trying to do and what they're asking for?
Yes, I am.
As far as we're all aware, it's a young couple are looking to diversify and put a seasonal cafe along the top road there with parking and facilities.
Yeah.
So can I ask if we're in favour? Ask individually. Marigold?
Yes.
Jonathan?
Yeah, I am, very much so.
Maggie?
Yes.
Tristram?
Aye.
Yeah, so that's unanimous.
Do you want to propose and second at all on it?
We've got in favour, so pick any three or four, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll pick two names and put on it then.
Okay, and then...
I've got Jonathan, he was the first one to put his hand up.
you'll forward that to Southampton, yeah?
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay, fine.
Right, then we get to financial matters. If we can clear out of the way something that we ought to do, because it goes back 3-4 months now, the normal financial report. Since the 25th of March, or thereabouts, we've had the grant from Devon County for the notice board, and we've had the first preset, and we've had interest on our account. The first one was £256.93, that's what the board cost. The precept was £2,008 and interest was £1.20. So, and of course, we brought forward the £7,165, whatever, from the last budget. So, in fact, that came to a total of £9,432.04. We've spent out quite a bit, but although you may query this, they're all things you agreed beforehand. For instance, money to pay Mr. Widdicombe. There were two lots of money, one in February, one in March. £192 and £180. That would be the last lot. I don't know where that came from. That's the budget we'll be looking at in a minute. We had the £7 account for the elections came to £707. We knew we had to pay that. Adult membership was £107.28. We knew we had to pay that. And the insurance was £353.66. And we knew we had to pay that. So the total expenditure during the last few months has been £153,994. I'll put this all in the minute so you can see it more clearly. But our balance at the moment is £7,891.10. £7,892.10 we've actually got in the bank right now. Although I have recently had another bill from Mr. Widdicombe for further work that he's done. But that would come out of the £1,000, I mean, that we've allocated for his work anyway this year. So that's getting you up to date. I'll say that will all go in a minute. The next thing is for you to do a bit of approving, if you so wish. You've had all of the parish accounts on those blue sheets of paper. These are the ones of the official external accounting that goes, well, in theory, go to the external accountant. They don't, in fact, go there unless we have to send them there. But we'll come to that in a minute. But you need to approve the parish accounts for 2019 and 2020. Those are the ones that came on screen 2 minutes ago.
Ding.
Those ones. No, not that one.
Which one would you like, Tony?
Just the parish accounts for 2019 to 2020. It's in black. It's just an ordinary black and white typewritten thing that I did. You had it on the screen 2 minutes ago. That one, yeah.
That's it.
And, well, that's the income and expenditure, and there's a second page that goes with that, which has a signature on the bottom.
Which would be the receipts and payments?
Yeah, should be.
Yeah.
Welcome, David.
Yeah, that's the one. Now, that's been checked by our internal auditor, and it needs to be passed by us today and accepted by us.
Okay.
Yep.
So really, if you're happy with it, a simple proposal and whatever.
I'm happy to propose that.
Sorry, I got Marigold first and Tristan, was it? I got a second voice, but I wasn't sure whose. Go on, fight over it.
Speak up.
Did somebody else second it?
Yes, no problem.
Right, fine. David, could you vote on that, please?
Beg pardon?
Can we have a vote on it?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're all, I mean, you know, I'm the chairman, so I can't vote. But anyway, can we have a vote on the reconciliation?
On the
parish
accounts.
Aye.
Right. Fine. Well, so, David, you can sign off the parish accounts now.
Yeah.
Fine. The next thing is the annual governance statement. That's one of the blue sheets, Tristan. The first of the blue sheets.
Which one? We've got so many of them there.
It has its... no, not that one. That's the last one we're coming to.
Yes, unfortunately, these weren't numbered or labelled. So
sorry about that.
Section one it is, Tristan. Section one?
Well, that's the one. Yeah, section one. That simply is an affirmation that we've done everything we should have done in the correct way this year. And you've all had it. Hopefully you've had a little chance to see it and whatever, agree or otherwise.
So again, may I have a proposer, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that again if you like.
Yeah.
David. On that.
All in favour, yeah.
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 Aye. But, yeah, all
right, that's unanimous. Fine. That's the governance. And David, you'll need to sign that one.
I can manage it.
Then there's sheet two, which is the accounting statement, which Tristan hopefully has got somewhere there. That's the one, yeah. And that would tie in more or less with the one you've already passed anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a resume of what we've got.
Yeah. So again, we need to accept it, if that's your wish, and then approve and sign it, or approve it and sign it.
Proposer.
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah.
Seconder.
Aye.
Right. And
yeah, okay, I'll get the pen out again.
Yeah, I did look at all these before.
I have them in front of me.
Right, and the final thing was the one that Tristan showed us first, the annual, the certificate of exemption. If you'd like, I'll explain what this one's all about to you. Although it's fairly obvious if you read it. If we don't have an income of more than 25,000, I think it is, or an expenditure of that, then we can sign ourselves off as being not needing the external auditors to check our accounts. Now, you can go to the external auditors if you want to, but it would cost about £200 to do so. But they don't think it's necessary. You can see our gross income was £3,261, our gross expenditure £3,009, considerably less than the £25,000 that they'd allow us to have. But if you're happy that we should go ahead without involving the external auditors, then you need to say so and to sign the certificate.
Are we all in favour of that?
Indeed, yes.
Right.
Oh, are you good?
And that again needs signing, David. This all has to be not just done like this, but it has to be minuted and signed off and stuck on the parish website to show that it's been done. So please forgive me. It's one of these things we have to do.
You need hard copies of these. I'll sign them and bring them back.
I need the ones you've signed back.
I do.
And then one of those. Well, then I'll send them on to Tristan to go on the website.
Yeah, fine. So,
and once you've done that, I'll also have to set up that business of them being the public being able to come and check the accounts if they so wish. But you don't need to worry about that. I'll do it myself. I'm not going anywhere.
Many thanks.
And I think that's it for finance, unless there's anything.
Just finance. Okay, fine. I did speak to John Widdicombe to make sure that he contacted us before he kept on doing work. I mean, only on the basis that we didn't want to get that expenditure out of control. Rob North was continuing to do his job at the play park very well. As you know, we've got some repairs that need to be done at the play park, and we've sort of commissioned Richard Cooper to deal with those, and he seems to be on the case. I mean, we have to, because it's now open again, so we need to get these little things tweaked and repaired. I hope everybody's okay with that.
The repairs are ones that Marigold, in fact, picked up on her last inspection. And we're going ahead with those. There's one other thing I've asked Jonathan to look at with that. I've asked him to look at the gates, because I think one of the gates is faulty at the moment, and technically we should have that sort of airlock system in the gate. The outside gate isn't closing properly, but you wouldn't know that because they were all bolted up with wire when you inspected. But anyway, John and Richard's going to look at that as well.
Yeah.
Can I ask, I reported the damage to the roof of the shelter back in Goodwood.
Richard's
February,
looking at that.
That's on the rotor. There have been people using the place, astonishingly enough. Yeah. So, I mean, it's something we need to be aware of.
Mm. Yeah. The things we're looking at are the swing seats, which need replacing, sorry, both, in fact. The bench that people can sit at to do whatever, that needs sorting. It's wobbling and moving around. The roof of the shelter. Oh, and Richard suggested, and I think David and I agreed with him, for you, that the wood that makes up the rest of the apparatus would benefit from a dose of some sort of preservative to keep it going longer, which sounds, I think, you know, we felt it was a good idea, didn't we? And it's not extremely expensive, so it seems sensible to do it.
Which has given costings on all of these, and I mean, he's reasonable, and I think he's about to start in about a week or two's time.
Sometime after today it was, because he was going up to Kendalcomer and then coming back, wasn't he? But, yeah.
Do we have an estimate of cost?
We have. It's somewhere.
Somewhere in the region of 500 to 700, was it? Something like that. Okay. If I recall. It's on my phone somewhere.
We did discuss it. It seemed reasonable. Of course, the thing is, if we don't do it, it kind of invalidates the insurance.
Absolutely.
The other thing that, when thinking of that, is with your approval, I'd like to go ahead and see if we can find someone who would do an annual inspection independently of us once a year, just so that we can say that we're having it done. The only thing is, I don't want to get in a position of paying a private company more than we were paying Southampton for doing it. That would be stupid. But Southampton, remember, were charging us £250, and as far as I could see, not doing very much for it. If I can investigate that and come back to you with costs next meeting, Would you be happy with that?
Yeah, fine. I mean, whether we need to get a couple of quotes or give us a mark to actually estimate against.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
When but, can I just ask, when's the next one due?
When's the next
inspection?
Well, our next official one should be on September the 3rd, I think. Is that a Tuesday?
Okay. Well, it gives you enough time. That's all I was asking.
Yeah. Well, I'm rather hoping if we leave it till then and don't push it before that, that with Marigold making use of the church, it may just be possible for us to do the same. But we'll have to talk with Marigold about that, obviously, because the church is opening in the middle of August.
We're opening the church for a service in August, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, it would be nicer to get together rather than do this. This is working.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, so that are we done finance then? Because that's the most
important. I think we've covered most things now, yeah.
The only thing I can introduce on highways, and I don't know, I can't remember whether we've addressed this before, the interactive speed sign on the road out of Avonwick towards the Woodpecker hasn't worked for months.
Right. I can write to highways about that.
I think it's quite...
It was working the other day.
But it hasn't been working every time I've driven past, which is good.
But of course, you only ever drive under the limit.
It doesn't go above 90 miles an hour.
It's a target, isn't it? Not a...
I think it's turned round. I think it's turned around the wrong way, actually, and doesn't get the sun onto the solar panel.
Well, I mean, I think they ought to be advised of it because it is item in the village that works, really.
Yeah. Well, I'll let them know that we have concerns.
On highways, who's responsible for the growth of the saplings beside the new bridge? The visibility has dropped significantly there as the saplings have grown up alongside it.
Do you mean along the road towards New Bridge? Or?
If you're coming down the hill towards Avonwick, towards the new bridge, the saplings have grown up on the left-hand side, and it's reduced the visibility.
Probably find it's the landowner's responsibility. I don't know, Marigold, better advice on that. It usually is, isn't it, Marigold?
It usually is, yes. I don't know quite where we are. Have we come down over the bridge?
There's undergrowth that has grown up actually next to the bridge parapet. And because the bridge curves round, the undergrowth is blocking the vision of people coming down the hill, of cars coming over the bridge from the Avonwick direction.
I think if it's on the road, on the bridge, it's highways probably.
Yeah, well, we'll try.
Just off the parapet.
Yeah.
We'll try highways.
Try highways and see if they'll play first.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're coming down towards the lodge, my lower lodge, Brown Hallett's had that Richard Paulsby doing streaming along there.
So you're thinking the bit between the bridge and the Ditford Road, aren't you, Tristan?
Yeah, exactly that. It's the corner with the Ditford junction.
I'll try highways.
Yeah, try highways. See if they play.
It's sort of highways. We, as a parish council, our standing orders say that we're supposed to walk our footpaths every year. I ought to report that all the footpaths have been walked in the last few months and were found to be in good order.
I'm not sure if we've still got a P3 type walk. Do you know if I've lost his name?
John Woodley.
Yeah, John Woodley. Does he still walk the paths?
No.
Should I ring him and find out?
I walked all the paths and they were in good order.
Oh, well, you've done it, so we don't need to worry, Jonathan. Oh, John.
He's the chairman of the South Downs Ramblers.
But I've almost run him over three times doing it, so I know he's to be doing it. So right. It's okay.
So essentially, we can say that we've done it and they're in good order and clear, so we've discharged our responsibility.
So where do you report that, Tristan?
No idea. I just noted it was in our standing orders when I was updating the website.
Put
it in the minutes. if it goes in the minutes, it's reported.
Yeah, fine. Any other business?
the P3 people used to do it and then report in an annual report, but they haven't done one for you.
P3 doesn't exist anymore.
No, but the people that were on it, they used to do it and they used to come out the
Just coming back to highway, I did notice that the road out of Avonwick heading towards Kitterford, if you like, but our initial, where it changes at the boundary from our boundary to Uggborough, so just past Woodland Barton, Woodland Farm, if you like, you know, Robert, there's a lot of potholes appearing along there, and I don't know if that needs to be just brought to Uggborough Parish's attention.
The road up beyond Wayside Cottage, I'm confident is Uggborough, and it's fast turning into a green lane, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. But
I think we should probably report it to Uggborough because it is basically substandard.
This is the main road.
If you go from Roberts up towards Kitterford Cross, you go past Wayside Cottage and it narrows and goes up the hill. There are a multitude of potholes up there.
I'll drop an email to Uggborough. They'll appreciate that.
So, any other business?
There's nothing you wanted to pick up from the minutes, seeing we've got some time on our hands. I couldn't have much to worry about for the moment. We could worry about it at the next meeting.
I can't think of anything. Given that we are hoping to have an in-person meeting in September, are we going to repeat this procedure in August? It would seem to be a logical thing to do, given that we've missed so many in the meanwhile. I mean, even if it's just an exercise in coming together saying, well, there's nothing to talk about, at least we will have met and assessed that there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah,
we don't usually meet in August, so do we?
I know, but we've missed so many, haven't we? We've missed April, May, and June.
Yeah,
and I doubt anyone's going on their holidays this year.
We can't go anywhere, apparently. Well, no, we can go to Spain, but not Portugal.
Yeah,
on the agenda, it said items for the next meeting. It says things about the mobile phone survey and the North Hewish defibrillator. I mean, those are the sort of things we could think about.
We could, perhaps, if we had a meeting, without any of the other nonsense.
Yeah.
And see where the play park got to.
Any salient points we want to discuss, really?
I would propose that we do have a meeting in August.
Can you second that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a date?
First Tuesday, I suppose. Yeah. Which will be the...
It'd be about 3 weeks' time, wouldn't it?
It's a fourth, I think, maybe.
Right.
Don't worry.
Well, if we make it the first Tuesday, what the heck. Nothing else?
I
haven't seen Councillor Pennell at all. He was going to try to join us. What's the time?
Well, it's 7:55 at the moment.
Yeah, he said he'd try to...
There were about four parishes that were meeting tonight.
Yeah, I think he was trying to deal with all of them.
Yeah.
But he didn't have to drive
between
them all. Where's Councillor Smurden?
They were going to split it between them.
And we got Pennell.
We have only got 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
Richard Hodgson would like to be invited.
Yeah, where was Richard?
Richard who?
Richard Hodgson would like to be invited if we're having a meeting.
He was invited.
That's all right then.
He was sent the same agenda as everyone else.
That's all right then.
Is he on the email?
This is when I was speaking to him 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no, it's went out since then.
Yeah. Not that we've been invited. That's
I wouldn't leave him out. I mean, I couldn't do that. He's nice.
No.
Okay, well, look, I mean, if we've got nothing else to address, why don't we just say we'll have another meeting first Tuesday in August,
yeah.
And then now that we've established that this works... after a fashion, but it works quite well, I think.
Yes, thank it's lovely to see everyone.
Yes, good. Yeah,
quite.
Even David Hunt's got it working.
And do we give a special thank you to David for Diana's function? Because without Diana, they
wouldn't. Yeah, to Diana. Good. Very good secretary.
I'll pass the thanks on.
Dude.
Okay, so we will reconvene first Tuesday in August.
Right, fine. I'll send an email now to Councillor Pennell to tell him we're finished, because that hopefully that'll stop him worrying.
Yeah, okay. Many thanks for turning up, everybody, and see you next month.
Thank you.